What's going on, everybody? So I got to make this video to combat the Trump presidency because I'm hearing the most ridiculous things from Trump supporters. They're sounding more and more like Q, and Trump supporters are almost identical these days. So I'm going to make my top five predictions that are going to counter Donald Trump's promises. Prediction number one. He already didn't end the war between Russia and Ukraine during his inauguration as promised, but during his inauguration, he promised again to end it in the first 100 days. I'm saying that that's bullshit and not going to happen. Very simple. He told you that he's going to end the income tax. The income tax provides the government $2 trillion a year, or almost 50% of their annual revenue. So if he eliminated the income tax, they would have to cut the $2 trillion that that provides, plus the $1 trillion deficit that they run every year. So they'd have to cut about $3 trillion from the government. Trump targets it. Oh, did you see all the people he fired at the FBI? Oh, okay, yeah, a few $100,000, maybe a couple $1 million saved. We're talking trillions. That's 1,000 billions. That's 1 million millions. So that's 3 million millions that they would have to make up. Trump supporters, he's going to go back to how it was and run the country with tariffs. Oh, really? Your entire importing is $350 billion a year. So what? A tariff of even 50% on everything, which would be an enormous tax increase, would only give you $150 billion extra, but you have to come up with the $2 trillion you just lost from the income tax that he supposedly got rid of. So that's not going to happen. Trump supporters say he's going to end welfare, to end government spending, and close down all these government organizations like the Department of Education. He might close down or shrink some of those departments. I don't doubt that. But to say that he's going to save over $2 trillion, he would have to cut welfare. He would have to cut Obamacare. And Trump's hard to say that this is going to happen. Well, I say that's not going to happen. I say he definitely won't cut any money from the $1 trillion that the military gets. So what are all the promises that you think he's actually going to keep? Well, oh, and there's the other one, that he's going to stop all the wars in the Middle East. Yes, by arming Israel with 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs, preventing their arrest, even though they have an international arrest warrant, which all Trump supporters will now say, oh, the ICC is irrelevant. When you literally start parroting the same shit that the media that's owned by Israel is parroting to try to make your Trump support not seem as ridiculous as it is, well, trust me, it's as ridiculous as it is. So these are my predictions. The war ain't going to stop in Russia. The wars ain't going to stop in Israel. He ain't going to cut the income tax. He ain't going to cut that much from the government where he could cut the income tax. And he definitely ain't going to fund the government through tariffs like they used to. Those are my big predictions. Let's go, Trump-tards.